The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Thursday afternoon. Hope everybody's had a great day to this point. Talk a little football. So we sit here at Pete and Terry's Tavern, Bridgestone Arena. Tonight's the Predators and Islanders here at home. 7 o'clock puck drop. I'll have pregame for you at 6. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. A guy we've known for years and always enjoy our conversations with him. Adam Kaplan is on the line with us. He covers the league as good as anybody. He's with Sirius XM NFL. Adam, how you doing?
Guys, good to talk to you this afternoon.
Yeah, good to talk to you as always. I want to know, in your professional opinion, who is going to be the first domino, the big first big name domino? I think this is a really interesting off season for the NFL because of all the name power that's out there that could be changing addresses. I want to know the first one to fall to get this thing going. In your opinion, it's going to be who?
Yeah, it's really the quarterback position, guys. Drew Brees almost certainly is going to stay with the Saints. Dak Prescott's going to get the franchise tag. Most likely the tag, you could use the franchise or transition tag, and we'll get into that in a minute about there's some different rules this year. But once the Brees and Prescott decisions are made, it's really going to be Tom Brady and Phillip Rivers. Probably Brady is the big one. And by the way, this is my 21st year of covering the National Football League. We've never had this potential quarterback movement. It's not just Brady and Jameis Winston, by the way. Phillip Rivers, Ryan Tannehill is going to stay one way or the other, but Ryan Tannehill is a free agent who did a good job this past season. Teddy Bridgewater, the teams I spoke to so far think he could be a starter. Marcus Mariota will probably be a backup, but he's a former first-round pick. The backup class is actually pretty good. So we've never seen any kind of potential movement like this in the National Football League.
No doubt about it. So you brought up the tags, and it is different this year. Certainly, we've talked about it here. There are two important guys, and we're trying to figure out, is John Robinson going to use those new tags on either Derrick Henry or Ryan Tannehill? Please explain.
Yeah, so in this year only, the last year of the salary cap, 2020, if it does not get done by the middle of March, what will happen is NFL teams will have the ability to tag two players, not just one. They could do a franchise tag and a transition tag or two transition tags. They can't do two franchise tags. The way it works in every other year is you only get one tag to use, either a transition or a franchise. So this year, if John Robinson wants to do this, if they're unable to get guys done over the next couple weeks, we're talking about Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill, they could use a transition tag and a franchise tag to make sure both stay without getting a deal done with any of those guys. It just depends on how much progress Vin Marino, their contract negotiator, can make over the next 3 weeks. And by the way, the first day you could tag, less than 2 weeks. It happens to be the first day of the combine on February 25th.
Oh, wow. Interesting. So I'll just ask you, if you were the GM, how would you handle Henry and Tannehill, in your opinion?
Well, they're not going to go anywhere. That's been my contention for the last couple of months. And seeing the value to Derrick Henry to this football team, it's highly unlikely that he'll walk. Ryan Tannehill certainly won't walk. He is an unrestricted free agent. He did change agents recently. He's serious about getting a deal. I still feel that the kind of deal he'll get will be similar to what Nick Foles got in terms of structure with the Jaguars. That's got a two-year structure. There's no way the Jaguars could cut him, the fully guaranteed money that he's owed. They're still going to owe him whether he's on the roster or not. That was a four-year deal, okay, but it was really a two-year deal in structure. Just on a $23 million a year is what I think that would be fair for Ryan Tannehill and his agents, Todd France and Brian Arroyo, going forward here. And the good thing is, by the way, Tannehill's new agents have an excellent relationship with John Robinson. I know that for a fact. They're deal makers. They work for CAA. It's not going to be easy. But if they can't get a deal done, you could expect that Tannehill's going to get tagged, whether it's a franchise or transition.
Ryan Tannehill moving over to CAA, is there any – when we brought that up on the show, is there anything to look into that other than they've got a great relationship with John Robinson? How should we how do you view that, him switching agents?
I just think it's the experience of France is probably a top five contract negotiator. And Arroyo, by the way, is Aaron Donald's agent and also the Bosa's, Joey and Nick Bosa. So they're high-powered agents who have tremendous success. But, you know, his former agency also did a good job for him. It's a shame, but these things happen. They typically, by the way, they don't typically happen when a player's in his 30s like Tannehill is. This is sort of rare, but this is the first time in Tannehill's career, and he, by the way, he turns 32 in July. It's the first time in Tannehill's career that he's able to make big-time money in free agency. Yeah, he had a very good contract years ago, but the fact of the matter is, I think when you really look at it, Tannehill wants to cash in, and this is why he's doing it.
We're talking to Adam Kaplan, longtime NFL insider, does some work for SiriusXM and others as well here on the show. All right, so we know the big two with the Tennessee Titans are Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry, and as you said, they're going to get those deals done. But there are others, and Logan Ryan, the cornerback, and Jack Conklin, the right tackle. I don't see a scenario, Adam, where they can get all four of those deals done and those guys are all back. What do you think about Jack Conklin and Logan Ryan?
Yeah, here's what I think. Jack Conklin's a priority. They don't have anyone who can fill in for him. Dennis Kelly is an excellent swing tackle, guard, who, by the way, is also a free agent. I see it this way. If we had to rank them, it would go Tannehill, Henry, and then Conklin. And why am I putting Logan Ryan fourth? He's a very good football player, but he's a slot corner. Not that it's easy to get slot corners, but that's kind of how the league sees him. Good football player. I'm not saying they have anyone who could replace him. But, again, if it's importance to the football team, it's the quarterback. Most days you would not say running back being important, typically based on the way the team league is. But because of Henry's ability to run the football for this football team, his value is going to be more to this football team than any other team is the way I look at it. Conklin's a very close third here. In fact, you could flip-flop Henry and Conklin. Conklin, look, he's their right tackle, not their left tackle. I get that the value is the same as left tackle. And Lawan signed his extension last year. But Conklin's got a lot of value to them, and they finally got him going after he had that ACL injury.
Adam, Delanie Walker has been such a nice piece for this locker room and for this offense for several years now, but obviously the injuries have mounted with him. He's basically missed the last two seasons with injury. It looks like there's a chance that he could be cut or they have to restructure his contract. If you're the Titans, you're John Robinson, what do you do with Delanie Walker?
Yeah, guys, I'm told with Walker, he's got a $750,000 roster bonus due on March 22nd, fifth day of the new league year. Let's put it this way. It doesn't take anyone smart to figure out that he's not coming back on the same salary. And I say that because a couple things. Talking to the Titans about their situation at tight end, they love Jonnu Smith, who now is on the final year of his rookie deal. Mecole Hardman, Pruitt, a backup tight end, did a good job. He's also a free agent.
They actually
Walker
just announced they've signed Anthony Firkser to an extension as well.
Firkser's been a great story. There's no question about it. So they're loaded at tight end. They just for Delanie to come back at $5.4 million, I just don't see it. His cap number's too high over $8 million. So I would bet the house that if he comes back, he's taking a pay cut or he's not coming back at all.
Adam Kaplan is with us. Great stuff. Adam, you are all over all these details that we've been trying to go through for the, week to week until we start seeing some action here. You mentioned possibly using the tag on Derrick Henry. What is your overall philosophy on what you should do with a running back at this stage of his career? Because we could have this debate all day.
I could. The running back value, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Look, the way the league is, you typically would walk away from Derrick Henry, but it's not that he's hasn't done well the last season and a half. He has. He really turned his career around. He's a high character guy. This turned out, it certainly didn't look very good. This pick didn't look very good for the first 2 years, but the bell went off. They win because of their run game and their defense, particularly the run game. Their defense is not dominant, but it's good. What they'd have to do, if they walked away from Henry, they're going to have to look at the draft. For the type of power run game that they have, there's really no one available in free agency. Jordan Howard would not fit this, by the way. Jordan Howard's a big running back, but he's not as downhill as Henry is. When Henry's not good, by the way, he's too finesse. That's what teams have told me, but going by the tape, he's a certain type of running back that fits clearly in Arthur Smith's offense. And it just works. I know John Robinson pretty well. They have what they have, though I think, by the way, the talk around the league is that the Titans will open up their offense at least a little bit this season. They are still built for the run, and that's the type of offensive line, by the way, they have. Their offensive line is strictly run-based. It's not a great pass protection offensive line. It's great for running. And to sum this up, the value at running back is certainly depleted these days due to analytics and the way the league believes that you should be throwing the football, not running it. But it works for this football team, and I don't see them walking away from Derrick Henry.
Another one that we bounce this off of everybody we talk to because we're just really curious, and that would be, when do you think we'll start to see some action with Tom Brady? What are you hearing about when we might start seeing a resolution on this?
Yeah, this is an interesting story. So the Patriots have made it clear they want him back, but they know, and I've reported this for 2 months, that Brady's going to test free agency because here's what happened. He never really engaged them in extension talks over the last year because – A, he wanted to see what's out there. He's always taken a team-friendly deal, and I know he turns 43 in August. But we don't, and people want to say he didn't play as well last season. What Brady, I think, would tell you, if he's being honest, they didn't help him. Gronk retired. They did nothing to replace him. The receiver position, other than Julian Edelman, didn't work out. Their first-round pick, N'Keal Harry, got hurt, wasn't available until late last season. And I'll never forget his press conference here in Philly when the Patriots barely beat the Eagles. Shortest press conference, the reporter said, who covered the Patriots locally, it was 2 minutes. He was so frustrated with the ability for the receivers to get open. So wherever he goes, he's going to want to go somewhere where he can win. They're going to have enough talent. And by the way, he's going to want to get paid and paid well. And the funny thing is, his agent is Don Yee. Don Yee also had Jimmy Garoppolo, the former Patriot quarterback now, who got a pretty big deal with the 49ers.
It's going to be an interesting offseason, Adam. We always appreciate the visits. Thanks for doing this, as always, and we'll talk soon.
Guys, just one thing. On the coaching, Matt, because I said I'd talk about this, Shane Bowen, he's not going to be the coordinator, but I'm told he's the outside linebacker coach. He's going to have a much bigger voice in their defense in terms of coaching than he did before with Dean Pease's retirement. So just want to make a note of that because people are wondering, why do they not have a coordinator? Well, there's certainly a reason for it, but look for Shane Bowen to have a little bit bigger role than he did before.
As we wrap this up then, how do you feel about Mike Vrabel kind of taking that over as well as head coaching responsibilities?
Yeah, that was surprising to me. That was not the way that I had heard it was going to go down, but you have to understand Shane Bowen's really not ready to be a coordinator per se. He hasn't been coaching in terms of position coaching in the National Football League very long. The reason why I think he's going to have a bigger voice is, remember, he coached with Vrabel 8 years ago at Ohio State. He went with Mike to Houston, and he's a guy that he really believes in. But going from Dean Pease to someone who's inexperienced is a tough pill to swallow. So I look forward to seeing if there are any nuances or changes to this defense, because Dean Pease did a tremendous job and really is really one of the true treasures when it comes to defensive play calling. He coached for Belichick and many others, and this time, by the way, Dean is not coming out of retirement, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think you're right on with that. Do you like the Jim Haslett hire?
You know, Jim, I've talked to guys who coach with him. I mean, look, he's got experience in coaching the 34. He'll help bring some experience to their in terms of position play calling. Yeah, I mean, Jim, just been a head coach before. He's clearly in the twilight of his career, a former player. Geez, I remember growing up seeing him as a Buffalo Bill in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s. So, yeah, he'll help. Yeah, I mean, look, this is a This is a really good football team. It's the reason why I picked them to win division last season. I wasn't right about that, but they did make the playoffs. This is, I'm going to repeat what I said last season. It still holds true. If all the key players come back, it's the most talented team in the NFC South. AFC South, excuse me.
Interesting.
Don't believe that, yep.
Okay, we'll have to check back in a little bit later and see after free agency and the draft if you still feel that way going into the season. That's good. Thank you, Adam. Really appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Really good stuff, as always, from Adam Kaplan.
You could tell the people that know, I mean, he has really got the details on all
that
they have been up to.
He always has. Sirius XM. NFL. We'll come back and discuss a little bit of that on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.